From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
Connor Brown and Patrick Bork are local Parkites and co-owners and brewers at Offset Beer, or should I say Bier? I suppose it depends on your language. Anyway, it will open this summer in Iron Horse District. They want to create a direct-to-consumer sales model for their unique brews through this tap room. While they also promote an active outdoor lifestyle here in Park City to, quote-unquote, offset the potential negative mental and physical side effects of alcohol. They'll organize group rides, skins, runs, etc., that either start or finish at the brewery. They also have a unique model for donating to local nonprofits. They join me now in the studio. Welcome you two to The Mountain Life. It's great to have you, Patrick and Connor.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So I tried to sort of explain this notion of offset, but Connor, why don't you start? It's a wonderful business model, and at the same time we, you know, promote the enjoyment of something like beer, mm-hmm. we also recognize, you know, the hazards of abusing mm-hmm. the substance.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, when I was kind of coming up with this brand and, just thinking more and more about it and wanting to do something fun and creative, I also felt, I guess, a responsibility, and you know, as someone that, you know, potentially manufactures something that could, in excess, potentially be bad for you, that I had some, like, I don't know, I guess a responsibility to at least do what we could to, you know, offset, again, the name, you know, any potential negative side effects, whether it, you know, be physical or mental. You know, I myself personally have tended to like to maybe drink a little too much beer and need to exercise a little bit more. And so this is actually going to be, you know, great for me at the same time to be able to, you know, get out there with folks and offset some of those beers and some of those calories. But, yeah, I don't know. It just, you know, offset, it meant, the word I think means a lot of different things to different people. And, you know, that's, you know, the offsetting the negative side effects of alcohol is one part of it, but it's really not going to be maybe the thing that we lead with, you know, mm-hmm. like I think from a visual perspective and from a like brand identity perspective, you know, we hope to kind of create something that's a little offset from normal. That's a little different. That's a little unique. That's a little funky. And that should hopefully be someone's first impression of offset. And then as they get, you know, more into the brand and deep dive into the brand, they realize that offset means more things from both offsetting the negative side effects of alcohol to also hopefully trying to, you know, offset the potential, you know, negative environmental impacts that our business could have as much as we possibly can. It's, you know, it's relatively difficult as a small business to do as much as maybe you want to mm-hmm. from a financial standpoint. It's just not as feasible, but it's definitely going to be, you know, something that we think about when it comes to almost every decision that we make when it comes to the business, like how are we impacting the community? How are we impacting our consumers, et cetera. So, yeah.
So, Patrick, you are going to be the head brewer, or you are the head brewer, and I have a feeling that you two have been brewing beer together, probably in garages for a long time, or maybe separately for a long time, because a little bird out there told me that he's been drinking your beer for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we haven't really spent a lot of time like brewing together. It's mostly been separate. But communication has been pretty strong the past few years. You know, my brewing background comes from the professional world, whereas Connor's comes more from the homebrew world. However, I've never seen a home brewer so close to being a actual production brewer out of their own garage. You know, the skill set isn't really as far as it would be with someone else. You know, I come from that home brewing background too, before I was a professional brewer for places like, Uinta, or, Saltfire. I was just doing it out of, you know, on my porch in my backyard or in my basement. So, this is a pretty unique opportunity to kind of meld two people together where we both actually share a skill set. And, I've never really been able to do that before in this industry. I'm super excited about it.
Well, it sounds really exciting. You're going to open this summer with a tap room and you're going to brew the beer right there in Iron Horse District. I saw a photo on Instagram, I believe, and I recognized Iron Horse District, but there are a lot of buildings that look the same in mm-hmm. Iron Horse District. Where specifically is it, Connor?
So it's technically 1755 Bonanza Drive Unit C, which is the same building as the Windy Ridge Bakery. The Red Feather Glassblowers were in a location and they moved next door. And so we moved into the space where they were pre-existing. So it's at the other end of the building.
Okay.
So, yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm curious, when I read about a tap room, and of course, here in Utah, we have to carefully navigate the Utah liquor laws. What is a tap room versus, you know, something else you might have that would be a tasting room or just a brew pub? I'm assuming you're not serving food. Is that part of this distinction?
So we are just going to be serving 5% beer on tap. We will be brewing and packaging higher ABV beer, or what you state of Utah likes to call high point beer.
Or strong beer.
Strong beer, yeah, okay. The definition, that you'll be able to purchase to go but not consume on site. It's just a really, we will have a little bit of like pre-prepared food. Like we're hopefully going to work with some of the local businesses to have some pretzels, some bread, some charcuterie. It's really small. We only have like 25 seats. Yeah, it's really designed to, you know, hopefully have a fun place for some people to come after skiing, after mountain biking, grab a beer, have a conversation with their friends, and then hopefully take some beer home with, you know, to go. It's a really small space. We aren't going to have, we're only going to be open, you know, maybe 4 hours a day during the week on 3 days, and then a little bit more on the weekend. So we don't have a whole lot of parking. You know, we're trying to keep it kind of small, really trying to push people to use public transportation and ride their bikes as much as possible.
So in terms of events that you are going to have or having the start and finish there at Offset Beer for, let's say, a bike ride, because now it's biking season, what is that going to look like? Are you scheduling group rides? Is it going to be more organic and just kind of see what pops up? What's the model there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal is to have like some scheduled events, like hopefully at least once a week, where depending on the season, you know, we get into doing something, yeah, whether it be mountain biking or whether it be running or, yeah, you know, even getting together early in the morning to skin up the mountain. Or even some cross-country ski, you know, or hopefully organizing to try and cross-country ski. And maybe it might not start and end at the brewery, but, you know, try and involve the brewery in some way, shape, or form, for all the activities.
Patrick, can you have an outdoor component? Will you have outdoor seating? Again, I'm thinking back to the Utah liquor laws.
Outdoor seating, we would love to. There's not really any space at this building for outdoor seating. You know, there's potential that in the future we might grow a little bit, and maybe at that point we try and, find a building next door, something like that, that has a little bit of that outdoor seating, because, you know, we recognize that people like having a beer, you know, outside under the sun. But to start, not so much, unfortunately, as much as we'd like to.
Oh, see, I already had it all in my mind. I pictured it right at the end of the building, kind of off to the side, people standing around. Maybe you can have a beer while standing.
Yeah, there are some interesting laws regarding what you can and cannot do outside, and actually how you have to get outside and all sorts of fun right. things. But unfortunately, our present space, it's really not going to be a reality. We're trying to get creative potentially in the future and think outside the box to potentially have something, because it's obviously in the summertime, it would be nice to be consuming a little beer outside, but unfortunately not at the moment.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
If you're just joining me on The Mountain Life, I'm speaking with the founders and the brewers at Offset Beer. It's a tap room and a brewery that will be opening in the Iron Horse District this summer. What's the opening date?
That's a great question.
Always elusive.
Well, you know, especially opening up a brewery, I've seen this happen a couple times. I've been part of the process a couple times, and you could plan for a date, but it's always a moving target. And, you know, for us, it's as soon as possible. We would like to start getting stuff out to people this summer. Originally, we were aiming for June, and I think now we're hoping for July.
Hoping.
Where are you bottling?
So we will be canning our beer, actually.
Okay.
And the canning will take place in the same area that the brewing happens. We have a tiny little can line. It's a little mobile thing on a cart, so we can wheel it around where we need to. And yeah, the canning will just happen in the back, just where all the fermentation is.
Okay. I have a question about canning related to, you know, because you've talked about environmental impacts and things like that. I've noticed there's a trend with beer cans that it's an aluminum can and then it's wrapped with plastic. And I think instead of printing onto the can, it must be like a cheaper alternative. And yet it makes it difficult for recycling unless you remove that plastic wrapper. What kind of canning are you going to do?
Yeah, so there's, unfortunately, that, yeah, as a small brewery, basically in order to get a printed can, you need to buy an 18-wheeler full of printed cans for just one brand. We literally could never even go through that, I don't think, in a year, nor would we have anywhere to actually store everything. So there are two options for the, you can put a sticker on the can, or yes, there is the shrink wrap option for the can. The shrink wrap option for the can is the one I believe that hinders recycling more than the one that has the sticker on it, I believe. And so we're going to have, you know, a decal, a sticker that does go on the can that is removable if you do want to remove it, but it's not as, of the two options that we have, it is the one that is, I believe, a little more environmentally friendly. It's unfortunate. Yeah, I mean, we would love to limit as many single-use containers as we possibly could. This is the most efficient, effective way for us to get the beer in more people's hands and maintain the quality of it, which is really, really important to us. So,
I like cans. Wait, what about the BPA-free element? You know, the toxic chemical that is inside cans, and then they advertise sometimes that this can is BPA free.
I've never really experienced that in the brewing industry. I've almost never heard that come up. So I guess the default for me would be to think that cans don't have that element. It's a great question,
yeah,
though.
Well, and maybe it's something that has been evolved out of.
I think it might have, yeah, because, you know, more and more breweries are manufacturing all sorts of different types of beer that are going into cans now, and especially sour beer, I know, so, which is, you know, can be rather acidic. So they've really had to do a lot of research and to changing, I think, what, yeah, the cans used to be lined with. So, yeah.
Okay, I have a really important question about something that I saw on, I think, in your business plan, that you actually submitted to the city, and you were awarded an economic development grant for the tap room. So congratulations on that. It said something, I think it said mixed fermentations. Mm-hmm. What is it when you mix fermentation?
Well, mixed fermentation kind of refers to, you know, a mixture of not just brewing yeast, but also the use of bacteria, as well as wild yeast. It's kind of a catch-all term for almost like an alternative fermentation. Typically, people are drinking beer made with brewer's yeast, which is Saccharomyces cerevisiae. We will kind of employ a mixed fermentation program where we're going to be making true to type sour beers with, you know, bacteria, lactobacillus mainly, as well as, you know, the wild yeast component that comes with it. And yeah, that's essentially mixed fermentation beer. Done right, these kind of beers are very, you know, unique. And they could take as long as a year, if not more, to actually come into their cells. It's not like normal beer that just gets turned around in 3 weeks into the consumer's hand. So you know, the other component to it is it could contaminate your facility. So you really have to know what you're doing to get into these beers and take cleaning and hygiene and sanitation seriously if you don't want all your beers to turn up as mixed fermentation beers on accident. So we're excited to start this program. You know, I've done it before in my professional career, so I feel fairly comfortable in doing it and knowing how to avoid cross-contamination. And to be clear, when I say cross-contamination, I don't mean anything dangerous. I just mean we don't want to affect the flavor profiles of our other brands mm-hmm. with our mixed fermentation brands.
Gotcha. Well, that concept of mixed fermentation went a little over my head, but the important thing is, or the important question is, what are the types of beers that you will be serving and selling?
So kind of, I guess, the little elevator, quick little elevator pitch for the brewery is we are calling ourselves a modern hop-forward brewery with a nod to tradition. So we're going to be making a lot of, hop-forward beers. I think there's amazing hops from all over the world that people don't necessarily know about that can create all these really interesting flavor profiles. So we're really going to be making, almost having kind of two sides to the menu. So we have one that's a more I almost kind of take the word offset and divide it into two kind of sections where we have kind of one-off beers that are constantly rotating beers that I almost like to call impression beers. They're meant to create these different flavors and different aromas and maybe things you've never experienced before, and really using hops to accentuate that and make that happen. But then we're also going to kind of have what I like to call sort of the set beers, which are your beer flavored beers. And I like to call them kind of conversation beers. Like they're really simple, clean beers that are not meant to be impression beers. They're just meant to, you know, enable a conversation. They're meant to be there.
Hydrate.
Yes, exactly. Hydrate. Yes. Really easy to consume. You don't have to think about them. They're just hopefully really well-made, intricate, delicate beers that are beer flavored beer. So kind of two sides to everything. So
I like this balance.
Yeah,
it's sure. All about balance.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm curious, when you were talking about, Patrick, how you come from the professional side, while Connor, you've been doing it in your garage for a long time. What doesn't someone have who is brewing in their garage that a professional brewery has? Or what are the real distinctions? Because to me, it seems like some really great, very complete beer is made in or brewed in garages.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, when you make a beer in a garage or in your basement or backyard, you have no limitations. You don't have to think about using the same house yeast for all your beers. You can use a different yeast strain on every single batch you create because the sky's the limit. So by no means is there a distinction in, you know, quality. I've tasted homebrewed beers that have tasted better than any professional beer made. Really what the professional side brings to is just the process in terms of, like, you know, how to move liquid around in ways that maybe a home brewer hasn't wrapped their head around or things like that. It's mostly technical things and approach and maybe taking things to a level where you're actually using a laboratory to measure things. But, you know, these days, home brewers and pro brewers are melding in ways where home brewers might have those expensive lab tools that they used to not. And that they're almost getting closer and closer in that line. It's not so divided as it used to be.
Yeah, and it may end up just being scale and the fact that you're going to want to sell beer, as you say, get beer in the hands of Park City residents.
Yep.
So, and visitors to Park City, shall we say.
Can't forget them.
That's right.
Residents, for sure. I mean, our focus is definitely to make sure that the local community, like, that our goal is really just, it's really modest goals, just to be able to provide, you know, fresh, fun, modern beer for the local community. That's our goal. That's what we're really trying to do. Just hopefully create a fun place for people to come, have a couple beers, and then take some beers home with them. So,
Connor, I know you've been in the ski industry for a long time as a rep,
correct,
I think,
mm-hmm.
of various
yep.
brands.
Yep.
Which probably informs a lot of what you're going to be doing in this business. Mm-hmm. And will you continue as is in,
yep.
in your prior
yeah,
business?
I'm going to be, there'll be a lot of balls in the air for sure. I'll be doing a lot of juggling between both of my jobs. I'm fortunate with my ski rep job that I have some time during the summer, so it's nice to be able to time off to get this business off the ground, and then we'll have a few months to kind of figure out our situation and our scenario, and then as I start to get busier with my ski rep job, then yeah, we'll be having to be pivoting and dynamic and mm-hmm. hiring the right people in the right places. And yeah, because I've it's the only thing I've ever done. I've worked for the same company. I've worked for Technica for 22 years. So I really enjoy it. I love working for the brands. It's something I really want to continue to do. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Part of your business plan talks about donating to local nonprofits, and specifically a local nonprofit that focuses their efforts on mental health. I'm sort of assuming that's Connect Summit County. Okay, excellent. Talk a little bit about that component.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, with kind of the uncertainty of opening the business and the time frame, I actually haven't spoken with anyone with Summit County Connect. I've just done some research on the nonprofit themselves. The goal is hopefully to have, my original idea was to have a line of mixed fermentation beers. So these long-term beers that age in generally hopefully will be aging in oak for an extended period of time. It's going to take us a little while to get there. But yeah, my original plan was to try and donate at least 50, if not 100% of the profits from those beers to a local, you know, nonprofit associated with mental health awareness. And I think actually, I'm pretty sure May is Mental Health Awareness mm-hmm. Month, correct?
Here we are. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I just think it's something that's really important, especially, you know, when it comes to alcohol. And unfortunately, I think people, you know, can get to do a little self-medicating, and you know, it's something to be aware of and to speak about and make sure that there's just more awareness for mental health. So
well, it sounds like a wonderful endeavor, Patrick. I'm assuming that Connor sort of coaxed you from whatever you were doing to come and be the head brewer, is that right?
A little bit. I've been talking to Connor for a while and very excited about like kind of his philosophy and his take on brewing, as well as, you know, the interesting aspects of the business in terms of not just being about beer, but being about mental health and exercise and stuff. And this opportunity kind of presented, you know, without getting into too much detail, the opportunity to jump on board kind of came, and I didn't hesitate.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to you both. It's Offset Beer, and it is spelled B-I-E-R, which, you know, is in various languages.
Yeah, again, that's kind of we hope to make a lot of, like, traditional European-style beers, so that's kind of a nod to that tradition of European beers, so, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we'll see you in the Iron Horse District, mm-hmm. 1755,
yep.
In the same building, or just behind Windy Ridge.
Just in the same building as the bakery. So on the other end of the building from the bakery. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And we'll see you there in June or July, probably July. And
or August, maybe September.
Hopefully not.
No, yeah, it's tough during you know, obviously these trying times when Park City is growing and contractors are very, very busy. So it's
I think everyone understands that now. Last week I spoke with someone from Backcountry who was just getting, you know, within a few days the Backcountry retail store mm-hmm. open, and sure enough, it's still going to be another couple weeks. And anyone who's doing any remodeling, building projects of any kind.
Yeah.
Certainly understands that yeah. now. So people will just be riding their bikes by and walking by to see when those doors are open to Offset Beer. So
yep.
Best of luck, and thanks for joining me on The Mountain Life.
Awesome.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
Connor Brown and Patrick Bork of Offset Beer.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.